Hi. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're in Music 101, right? Survey of Music? With Professor Grant? Do you remember me? I usually sit a couple rows down from you. Yeah. You do? I thought so. I was just having dinner with my girlfriend over there, and I saw you, and I thought I recognized you from class. Yeah. I saw you sitting here alone, and I thought, he seems like a nice guy. Maybe a little shy, so I should go say hi to him. So, hi. Do you mind if I sit down? It's okay. I'm not going to bite or anything. Okay, cool. You don't talk much, do you? No, it's okay. I like shy guys. Wait, what I mean is, I don't mind that you're quiet. I tend to talk a lot, so quiet guys don't scare me. My name? Can we not? It's kind of a thing for me. I don't want to tell you my name. And I don't want to know your name either. Is that okay? I know it's a little weird, but just go with it, okay? Or you can just tell me I'm too weird and to leave you alone. No? Okay. Well, like I said, me and my friend over there were having dinner, and we saw you sitting over here, and we were sort of talking about you. Yeah, well, I told her that you were really quiet and shy, and that you would sometimes stare at me in class when you thought I wasn't looking. What? Well, it's true, isn't it? Look at how red your face is. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but the thing is, you realize girls know, right? When you do that? When you look at them? A lot of shy guys try to hide it, like pretend they aren't looking when they are, but girls know. Hey, no, it's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. It's kind of cute. So, do you think I'm pretty? You're blushing again. You want to know a secret? I think you're handsome too. So, anyway, my friend and I were talking about you. And we had a question. But it's kind of personal, like really personal. It's the kind of thing that two people who don't know each other's names usually wouldn't talk about. But I was curious, and my girlfriend told me I should come over and ask you, so. Are you a virgin? It's okay. You can tell me. Are you? Yummy. No, it's cool. You know, I bet you're the kind of guy who sort of has trouble talking to girls, huh? Like, you grew up idolizing them. You'd see a pretty girl at her locker and you'd just go, wow. Like, to you, she might as well be magic, right? She's so pretty, and she has such a cute smile, like, that's what you would notice first, right? Hey, do you like my smile? It's okay. You don't have to answer me. Remember? girls just now. I think I know what it's like for you. You're not like other guys. When you see a pretty girl, you get knots in your stomach and you get these feelings and you want things like you want to be close to her or be able to talk to her without being awkward, right? You want to be the one to make her smile, but you don't know what to do. You think she's way too pretty for you. She's way out of your league. Isn't that what you think? Is that why you're so quiet? It's okay. It's really cute, actually. It's sweet. Most guys aren't like that. Can I ask you something else? What if a girl you didn't know, one you thought was really pretty, one of those magic girls you stare at in class and can't take your eyes off of, a girl who was way out of your league, what if she had secretly taken one of her shoes off under the table, and what if she reached out with her foot and put it right there between your legs? What would you think about that? Do you think you'd get hard? Or, oops, maybe you'd already be hard. And what if this girl you don't know, who's way prettier than you think you deserve, started squeezing her toes and moving her foot just a little bit, and she was rubbing you over your pants? Do you think you could handle that, or, like, you wouldn't have to do anything, would you? You'd just need to sit there and let her do it. Do you think you might open your mouth a little and start breathing harder? Do you think you might even drool a little as you stare at this really pretty girl and she smiles at you and talks to you and rubs your cock with her foot? Would you like that? You don't have to answer. It's okay. Girls just know. And because you're so precious about girls and feel so unworthy around them, you might think, what does this girl want? She can't possibly find me attractive. She just wants something from me. Like, she's just faking. She's just teasing me because she thinks it would be funny. Or maybe she just wants a good old-fashioned nerd to do her music class homework for her. Is that what you're worried about? You really are hard on yourself, aren't you? So, instead of letting yourself enjoy the way she's massaging and squeezing your cock, you might just be sitting there, worried and anxious, not wanting to stop her because it feels so good to be wanted, but terrified that the other shoe will drop any second. This girl can't possibly like you, right? She's just doing this to set you up so she can humiliate you and hurt you. Before you let your mind go off in a million different directions, let me tell you something, okay? It doesn't matter why she's doing it. You don't even know this girl's name. You don't care about her. Or at least, you shouldn't. She's a grown-up, and so are you. You could stop her anytime you wanted. You're not in love with her. You don't have to take her out on a date or even really be nice to her. She's just some horny girl. And if you wanted, when she excuses herself and walks down the hall over there to the all-gender bathroom, you could follow her if you wanted to. And if you did, if you went in there with her, you could lock the door. You wouldn't even have to talk to her. What would you have to say to her anyway? You don't know her. You don't care about her, right? All she needs to be is a pretty place to stick your cock. And all you need to be is the cock. She's just a horny girl. You don't even know her name. You know what this girl could be to you? She could be all the girls you've stared at. She could be all the girls you have secret, dirty thoughts about. She could be the girl in your psych class, or the girl on the bike who passes you every day in the quad. She could be the girl behind the counter at the copy shop. She could even be that chatty girl in your music class that you think about at night, right before you go to bed. And all those nasty, filthy fantasies you have, you could act them out in the bathroom with this horny girl. You could fuck her throat. You could bend her over the toilet and fuck her pussy. She probably has some lube in her purse, and I'll bet she'd even let you stuff your cock up her ass if you weren't too scared. And why should you be? What do you care? You don't know this girl. You don't care about her. To you, she might as well just be a toy. You can use her to get out all that sexual frustration over girls who have teased you and smiled at you, girls who talk so easily to other guys while you sit there in the corner, too scared to even open your mouth. She could be that girl for you. You could even pull her hair and spank her. You could grope her tits and hook your fingers into her wet cunt. You could hold her down while you fuck her and call her filthy names. You could even get her on her knees and spray your nut all over her pretty face. Really? Why not? You don't even know her name. All she is to you is a slut. But on the other hand, maybe you're right after all. Maybe she really is just messing with you, teasing you. She could be simply taking advantage of a sweet little virgin because she thinks it's funny. And when she takes her foot away, leaving you super hard and even a little desperate. Maybe she knows you won't do anything. Maybe she knows you'll be too scared to follow her into the bathroom, even if you wanted to. Maybe she did all this just because she can. And no matter what might happen after she gets up from the table, she's already done her part to take away your virginity. The loss of your innocence. Maybe she gets off on the idea that from now on, no matter what you do or where you go, you'll never be able to forget her, even though you never even knew her name. But then again, maybe she doesn't care about any of that. And she really is just a horny girl who wants to fuck you. So my question is, are you brave enough to find out? You know, sometimes there are things girls just don't know. Anyway, it was really nice talking to you. I have to go to the bathroom now, and then I'm going to finish having dinner with my girlfriend, but maybe I'll see you in class, okay? I'm pretty sure you're going to see me. Okay. See ya.